So at the bottom level, we're still dependent basically upon what the media throws at us, basically the chicken feed. The stuff that's been through all the filters and the sieves of the farm until you're left this chicken feed at the bottom and you're supposed to make sense of it. Well, I always think of Albert Pike because he said that a person who wouldn't use their own intellect, meaning your judgment, your intellect, your reasoning power, a person who wouldn't use his own was nothing more than meat on the table and a beast of burden by choice and consent. And that's really how you're viewed, you see. You're given a lot of clues, a lot of hints, but you're still waiting to be told what to do by the same media. Brzezinski talked about this too. He said the people eventually will expect the media to do their reasoning for them. And he actually said that in one of his books in the 1970s. And that's all come true. Most folk today, if you told them what was happening, even with radiation, they'd wait till the media told them if it was too unsafe to stay there, or they really want to believe the media. If the media tells them just stay where you are, it's fine, you know. So that's how people are. They will not use their own individual, and that's the key, individual abilities to reason out anything that's given to them. Many folk too get hostile, very hostile, to bring up any truth whatsoever that makes them feel uncomfortable. Now this is again because society has been trained through generations actually with a scientific technique, again outlined by Bertrand Russell. And he said back in the 30s and 40s eventually the public will be given a form of an egocentric, egocentric society where the world will revolve around each individual and they'll seek pleasure and avoid pain. Now he's talking there about mental pain, things which make you feel uncomfortable, and that's what you have today. And that's why you get reactions from people who don't want to listen to you, and they get hostile if you persist. They're waiting for Big Brother to tell them that everything's going to be nice and cozy and comfortable for them. That's what they want to hear. You're looking at damaged people. They're totally conditioned. They're perfectly conditioned, and that's the problem. I've also mentioned before about Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World. Now, the guy was well in, being again from a family associated with the Darwin family, he was well in on the agenda, as it was his brother Julian Huxley. And he took part in experiments in Tavistock on mental patients where they stuck wires in their brains long before Delgado was given the fame of trying it on a bull. They were actually using people in Britain. But and he thought that was wonderful, by the way, at least Aldous Huxley. But he did mention the same thing that in Brave New World, that the society would be created and dominated by a small group of men. You'll find him verifying this in Brave New World Revisited. And his talks that he's given at some of the top Ivy League universities. I've got links in my archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can hear him talking about it. And he knew this was a plan. And he talked about genetic engineering back in the 1930s. I'm sure they were talking about it long, long, long before that, and actually playing on it too, before they supposedly even discovered the gene on the lower levels of reality. That's why you have research. They've already done the searching. And he talked about it in Brave New World, how a society would be created where people would be cloned for their workstations, basically. And you have your alpha, betas, and thetas, and so on, all the way down for your particular type of work to do. And I'll continue with this on this line because it'll tie in with what I'm talking about tonight, back after this break. Hi folks, we're back and we're cutting through the matrix, just talking about Brave New World and how Huxley's and many of the other top players who helped design the present system, by the way, and who knew exactly where they were going to take society, and they knew they could do it. They had no problems in doing it at all. because the biggest money boys in the world were backing them for cultural changes to ensure that it happened, and giving grants to universities to ensure that certain curriculum would go through and certain things would be taught and other things would not be taught. However, in Brave New World, when you look at the so-called primitive that gets to go into the modern city of these advanced types of clone people, they think he's kind of quaint, this guy who talks about Shakespeare, and he talks about mating, having a wife and stuff like that. And they titter, they're very polite, and they listen to him, and they're kind of quizzical about it too, because they can't relate to what he's talking about, because their system was so far different, had gone ahead so far, they couldn't imagine any of the things he was talking about, staying with a person, having children of your own, that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, when you think about it, many of us have lived through all of the changes that brought all this about in our own lifetime. And none of them happened from the bottom up. They all happened from the top down. As Plato said, any cultural changes must be not only authorized from the top, it must be created and promoted from the top. And that's exactly how the culture has been, right down to the degradation we see today. So you simply take that example of taking the so-called primitive in and putting them with today's culture, and he would be utterly at a loss to understand them at all, and they would be at a loss to understand him. Well, that's how it is with the perfectly conditioned. And what Huxley was showing you were the perfectly conditioned, those who had been given a completely different view of life, again, perception, alteration, and never the twain can meet, basically, with the perfectly conditioned. They cannot relate to living in any other system. That's why people get their backs up when you try to teach them something or even get their curiosity going. It's very, very difficult. I must just stay on very simple things that affect them directly. Generally, it's a fear-based thing, like loss of job or inflation, something they can basically, simply understand, but otherwise you can't get through. You cannot make them indignant any more than the primitive in Brave New World could get those in the high civilization, supposedly high. You couldn't get them indignant about anything either. So that's really how it is today. So many, many people call me or email me to do with this problem. How do you wake up, etc.? How do you live when you know things that the others don't want to know? Well, you cannot force them to know. They are the perfectly conditioned, and they will turn on you, either individually or en masse, as a troublemaker, because you're upsetting them, literally upsetting them. They don't like to feel uncomfortable. They've been taught to be narcissistic, live for themselves, their own little circle of friends, their little world, and they don't want anything else to make them scared. They like Big Brother, who tells them nice things and reassures them all the time. They like to believe they're professional people up there with very expensive suits and so on, got in the best universities, who are taking care of them. And that is what's called socialism. That's what socialism is. It's Big Brother, where you leave all the big important things to better brains than your own. That's how you're taught to see it all from the bottom. And many of them like that. They're taught to play and spend and just be happy no matter what happens. Just be happy. That's where we are today. Even though everyone's fiddling while Rome burns, because the US is literally going down the tubes very quickly. And I've said this for years, that the US was really created to be the big military and industrial machine for war, to conquer the rest of the countries, to push the same system. It took over from Britain, and it pushed the same system across the world as it's still doing today. Not for the world's benefit, not to bring in some wonderful world society where you'll get an even bigger brother giving you soothing words and so on, but really to bring in their scientifically controlled society where no one will get born without their go-ahead of selection, on selection basis, that is, for your genes and so on. And eventually they hope to actually breed, just like Brave New World, they'll breed workers for the future. And I am certain they have the abilities to do it now, and probably have tested a lot of things out on little islands off the coast here and there, over the last 100 years. Because if you notice, even the James Bond movies, it wasn't the big countries really that was the problem. It was very, very wealthy men with lots of cash to hire lots of scientists. And they actually had islands and all that kind of stuff to do their experimentation. Who's going to stop them? What law is going to stop them? There's none, you see. So we're living in the dark at the bottom level, and we're taught to be afraid all the time of the economy, the economy, the economy, because, you see, you've been trained that that's what you really exist for, is to serve the economy. And if the economy goes down, we all go down, a collective punishment. Now, where did this idea of collective punishment come from? Because really, if you're a free human being and you're born into this world here, why is it that if some banker, for instance, or a bunch of stockbrokers and gamblers make bad bets, why should you end up suffering for it? Why should your employer that you work for end up suffering for it and laying you off? None of this is answered. It's given to you as the normal way, and most people never think through that. The whys and wherefores are, who on earth designed this? Back with more after this break. To bring up any truth whatsoever that makes them feel uncomfortable. Now, this is, again, because society has been trained through generations, actually, with a scientific technique, again, outlined by Bertrand Russell. And he said back in the 30s and 40s that eventually the public will be given a form of an ego syntonic and egocentric society if it was too unsafe to stay there, or they really want to believe the media. If the media tells them just stay where you are, it's fine, you know. So that's how people are. They will not use their own individual, and that's the key, individual abilities to reason out anything that's given to them. Many folk too get hostile, very hostile. So at the bottom level, we are still dependent basically upon what the media throws at us, basically the chicken feed. The stuff that's been through all the filters and the sieves of the farm until you're left this chicken feed at the bottom and you're supposed to make sense of it. Well, I always think of Albert Pike by the same media. Brzezinski talked about this too. He said the people eventually will expect the media to do their reasoning for them. And he actually said that in one of his books in the 1970s. And that's all come true. Most folk today, if you told them what was happening, even with radiation, they'd wait till the media told them if it was, because he said that a person who wouldn't use their own intellect, meaning your judgment, your intellect, your reasoning power, a person who wouldn't use his own was nothing more than meat on the table and a beast of burden by choice and consent. And that's really how you're viewed, you see. You're given a lot of clues, a lot of hints, but you're still wait to be told what to do.